Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Melissa and I were taking a look at this whole Whitney Houston, Bobby Brown situation. And Whitney was on Oprah for the last couple of days.
Yeah, and Katie and I were riveted by it. I mean, I felt she was being very vulnerable, and I felt like she was being honest because it showed her frailty. I mean, she still, I think, is in a very frail situation. She was honest about Bobby Brown. She was honest about the drug use. She was honest about her fear of even coming back into the music scene because she felt like it was the music scene when she was young and she was kind of naive to, and all the attention she was getting that kind of pushed her into the life that she ended up having. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was a great interview on Oprah's part, and I commend Whitney Houston for going on and being honest about it, you know.
At one point we focused this morning on, I mean, this was a pretty bad situation, and here's where we're struggling with this today. We're trying to make light of what was a pretty serious situation. I mean, things were so bad in that house, and Whitney couldn't get out of the house. She was fearing of abuse. That at one point she just tells Bobby, hey, I'm heading out. I'm going to go get some sugar. And he's like, okay, baby, I'll see you in an hour. And her friends have a plane, private plane, waiting for her at a private airport. And she's gone.
And
that's
here
the
in Atlanta.
End of the relationship. And that happens right here in Atlanta.
Yeah.
So what we wanted to ask is, because this must happen quite a bit. Like, what's the last thing he or she said to you? And then split forever. Like, what was the, I think we're more focusing in on what was the excuse to get out of the house?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
What did you use? The one line, the last thing he or she said before they were out of your life forever. 404-741-Q100.
And like Bert said, we're trying to make, you know, because this could be very interesting and funny in non-dangerous relationships. You know, where it's just a relationship you're tired of, you don't know how to get out of it, you're ready to get out of it, and then finally, what, you know, boom, there's something said, and then either you got out or he or she got out, and like, it could be funny.
I forgot my purse in the car.
Right, and then that's
yeah.
it.
See,
you're out.
And you're like, out.
And then you're gone.
And you never come back. Purse or not, you just... Ditch.
I think that's my cousin.
And then at one point, the realization had to come over Bobby Brown. It probably took him a little longer than most just because he was so high at the time that, damn, I don't think she's coming back.
He may have first learned that on Oprah.
Yeah. Well, she's gone.
Wait a second.
I wondered where she
Oprah's
was.
In Chicago.
Why did Whitney go to Chicago
to get sugar?
Now, we are casting a pretty short line here because we're assuming that there are people listening that just either left or were left, I mean, immediately.
Abruptly.
I mean, yeah. I mean, normally there's a conversation that goes on, things aren't going right, and then we break up and we go our separate ways. I think it's pretty rare that somebody just is a little bit too cowardly and just uses the sugar excuse and just never comes back.
Now, we've had a situation on the show before. Does it count if somebody says, hey, I got to go use the bathroom
in
a restaurant?
Oh, sure.
Because we've had that before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the last time you ever see them again?
Mm-hmm. I got to go walk our dog Spot. Maybe a long walk.
And then later you're like, we don't have a dog.
And we don't have a bathroom.
Yeah.
One call. Good morning, Marie. You're on Q100.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Good. I had called in a couple weeks ago when you were talking about girls that dated ugly guys because they were so insecure. That was me.
Okay. We remember that.
For this reason, he had told me his grandfather had had a heart attack and he needed to go to Alabama. And I said, okay, well, do you want me to go with you? And he's like, no, it's a long drive. I feel bad. You're in night school. It's okay. I said, okay, well, just come and get me if you want me to go with you. Because it's like a 4-hour drive to where it was the other end of Alabama. So I had found out the next day his best friend had called me and said that he took his best friend's girlfriend to his cabin.
Oh, and used what excuse?
His grandfather died.
That his grandfather had a heart attack and he was in the hospital.
Oh, the hospital. Oh, that's horrible.
But he had been, we had been together for about 2 years. He had been cheating on me with almost all of my friends. So I just, I have, I still, this day, I have only one friend. I trust no one. I'm married now. I'm doing better, but.
You can't use that as the excuse because those are karma points right there. Yeah. I couldn't do that because then I think that my grandfather would really have a heart attack.
Absolutely. So you can never use that like in school for an, you know, oh, my grandmother died because guess what will happen next week.
Yeah. Right. No.
All right, Linda, the last words that were uttered before you took off.
Well, it wasn't me. It was actually my mom.
Okay.
And she told me that. That we were going to go do laundry. So she took like all her clothes, all her new clothes, she put it in the basket and she dumped some old clothes on top. And she told my dad that we're going to go do laundry. And then she drove us over to her best friend's house and we were like over there.
And that
and
was
we never
it.
Came back.
Going to go do some laundry.
And that's a really smart way to do it because you need your clothes.
Got to have some
clothes. So we're going to go. And you guys didn't have a washer or dryer or anything in the house?
Back then, around 10 years ago, we didn't because we lived near. Like a washer machine laundry place, so we usually just go down the street.
Okay.
Right. To the laundromat.
Just gonna go do some laundry.
Gonna do some laundry.
Boy, she had a lot of loads to do today, man.
She's gonna be gone all day.
Hey, Carrie, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi. I was calling. My ex-husband was very, very abusive, and it was very rare that I would even be able to use the vehicle to go anywhere by myself. That he happened to need, he did auto body work, and he happened to need a part and wanted me to go pick it up because he was busy working on it. And so when he said that, I stole his truck and left and never went back.
There you go.
Really? Nice. So you used his own truck.
Yeah, and the state of Georgia paid for my divorce because of domestic violence act.
Oh, is that right?
Wow. I didn't know about that.
All right, so go get the truck. Go get the truck fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a very Georgia story. Good morning, Michelle. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys. I was actually in Virginia at the time. A very controlling man, my ex-fiancé. I had a five-month-old baby. He was getting ready to go to work. I was not allowed to have keys to leave the house. He took everything. So I told him, what do you want for dinner tonight? And he told me, and he left. And my best friend came over an hour later. We packed up my stuff. I got a rental car and moved to Georgia.
There you go.
Wow.
So you went out to get dinner?
No, I asked him what he wanted for dinner that night when he got home. Mm-hmm. So everything was normal in the morning. But when he got home, not only was I gone, but my things, my baby's things were all gone.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah, I had to get out of state. He threatened me. So
sure.
Yeah. You know, I was like, okay, I'm moving. I went to my aunt's house.
God, this show can make you feel so insecure. Like Stacey's going to tell me that she's just going to go get some gas today in the truck. And I'm going, I know you're not coming back, baby. That's fine.
She's going to be like, what? Where are you going?
That's fine.
Or she's going to get a flat tire and you're going to be like, this is it.
Yeah.
She's going to be a half hour late coming home. You're going to be like, I knew it. I knew it was coming.
Get it. The Burt Show.